Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Grab your seat and turn your Bible with me to Luke chapter 18. We read from verse 1 to 8. Luke 18, 1 to 8. And He spake a parable unto them.
What are you doing now?
And He told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, avenge me against my adversary. For a while he refused. But afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. And will not God give justice to His elect who cry to Him day and night? Will He delay long over them? I tell you, He will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith in the world? Can you give me verses 7 and 8 in New in King James Version? Verses 7 and 8 in King James Version.
Do something about this, please.
And shall not God avenge His own elect, which cry day and night unto Him, though He bear long with them? I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? Can we lift your hands with me and say, O Lord, arise in your majesty, avenge me of my adversary. Can we pray in the name of Jesus? O Lord, arise in your majesty and avenge me of my adversary. O Lord, arise in your majesty. Arise in your majesty and avenge me of the enemy. Arise in your majesty and avenge me of the enemy. Arise in your majesty and avenge me of the enemy. Oh Lord, arise in your majesty and avenge me of the enemy. Arise in your majesty and avenge me of the enemy. Arise in your majesty and avenge me of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In the story or the parable we have read in Luke chapter 18, is a story about a widow. You know, in the Bible days, a widow represents, even up to now, a widow represents someone that is weak. Someone without help. Someone that is hopeless. Someone that has nobody to fight for him. Someone whose backbone has been taken away. Someone whose source, whose support is no more. And that person becomes somebody that can be taken advantage of at all times, at a twinkling of an eye. Somebody who has nobody to fight for. Somebody probably who doesn't have where the next meal is going to come from. So whenever the Bible wants to represent somebody that is weak, somebody that is helpless, somebody that is hopeless, a good example of that is a widow. And God always brings the picture of the widow to bear to show that when we are helpless, when we are hopeless, God is able to help us. But you discover that in this parable, even though the widow was weak and was helpless, he did not take the laws into her hands. She did not take the laws into her hand. And God, through the widow, is making us understand that there are some things that we go through, that you are weak, but there are some shortcuts of winning the battle. Oh, somebody has done something against you, has tormented you. One day you can decide, if it's not at home, to look left and right and center and set the person's house ablaze, even though people thought you are weak. So when a man is depressed and oppressed, there is no height to what he cannot do. Let me tell you this. My boss used to tell me this. He said, by my study of the woman nature, there is nothing terrible, so terrible, that a woman being cannot do, no matter who. There is no depth of terribleness that a woman being cannot step deep into. A woman being can wake up and kill his mother. A woman being can wake up, shoot everybody and shoot himself. There is no depth to which a woman being cannot go. You know, when you are fighting, you know where the battle fight starts. You never know where it is finished. You look at some people in church, they look gentle. You think you can take advantage of them. Where they can go to, the depth they can go to. Some will even tell you, I'll travel home by the time I come back. What a woman being can do is not shown in their face. So when people have oppressed you for long, there is this tendency of you wanting to react. When we look at the story of a widow, you discover that the widow did not react in any way. The widow did not take the laws into his hands. But the widow was law-abiding and persistent in his request. In her request, she was law-abiding and very persistent in her request. And what the Lord wants you to do is to be Bible abiding. The Lord, the Word of God, abiding and be persistent in your request to God. Don't say, I beg, this Bible, they're too slow. Let me do, I beg, the thing where I want, make God do to this man. God not go do one. May I do one myself. The Bible is saying there is a proper channel of expressing our grievances. There is a proper way of bringing what is hurting us to the Lord. There are genuine ways in which the Lord can arise and fight for us. And today, what we are here in church to do is to ask God to fight for us and avenge us. So we have to learn from the widow. Though she was weak, she did not take the law into her hand. She did not stoop low to do the terribleness of what a man is able to do. And she brought her case to the judge. Listen, our Father is the judge of heaven and earth, and we can bring our case to him. Do you understand that, sir? Hello, do you understand that? Sometimes it looks as if justice is slow, but that does not permit us to take the laws into our hands. Sometimes it looks as if justice has been denied, but that does not stop us from waiting for God's time. Sometimes it looks as if justice will not be done at all, but that does not stop us and should not stop us from always calling upon the name of our God. It should not stop us. So there are lessons to learn from this video. We can come to the God who is the judge of the whole world. And this morning, we have come to the judge of the whole world. Lift your right hand up and let's pray together. Your eyes closed. Say, judge of the whole world, my Father, the God of all vengeance, I have come to you today. I ask for your help. I ask that you help me. I ask that you help me. I ask that you will help me. I ask that you help me. I have come today, the judge of your world. Lift your, say, arise and give me justice. Arise and give me justice. Judge of your world, arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and give me justice. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. If you look at this parable, you discover that, I don't know, it looks as if justice was slow. The guy came. The woman came. Nothing happened. He came, but she was coming persistently. This was a wicked judge. Sometimes when we look at our prayer life, when we look at how we pray, when we look at how we ask God for things, sometimes it looks as if God is slow. Is there anybody here that has ever felt that God is slow? You know, the most people that feel God is slow, they are the ones that put their hand down. Because in church, there are many hypocrites. Nobody wants to tell you how they feel. You feel God is fast enough for you, Abby. May He continue dealing with you the same way He has been. God, why now? Pastor, 18 years I've been waiting, I've been praying. And you are still telling us, encouraging us. When will God come? Sometimes it looks as if God is slow. But we are here to tell you that the God that you are imagining is slow. He's a God of vengeance. The God you serve is a God of vengeance. And He says vengeance belongs to Him. And listen to me, please. Let me beg you in the name of the Lord. Why most of you don't get justice with God is because you have taken revenge yourself already. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Romans 12, 19. Beloved. Now, let the whole church read together. One, two, go. Okay? Beloved, never avenge yourself. But leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. Say, please, I need you to know, revenge and vengeance does not belong to you. The day you go about revenging, you are playing God, and God will leave you with your matter. Can I shock you? The day you revenge, you say, I play God. The day you revenge, you say, God, you are too slow. God, you are too weak. God, you are unable. Let me do it myself. Revenge and vengeance is saying, God, leave the matter. And like we say in this part of our bag, make we leave church for now. Make we leave Bible for now. When you say, I revenge, you are saying, God, I leave you for now. And He will leave you. And every terribleness, every terrible thing that happened to people that do not have the presence of God will begin to happen to you. Listen to me. Never, ever in your life again, revenge. Revenge. Revenge is a natural, fleshy matter. But you are not natural. You are spiritual. And the Lord wants you to leave everything that has to do with revenge. It is not part of your work description. Do me, I do you. Case balance. Case no balance. Physically, case balance between you and the person. Spiritually, you have a case to answer with God. Are we in church, sir? I know you are angry with me. Don't revenge. It takes God out of the equation. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. What he's saying is this. When you refuse to revenge, you have left the matter for God's wrath to come in. So most of the things we want the Lord to do to the enemy, when we act against the enemy ourselves, God leaves us alone. And what we want to happen does not happen. Again, can we pray? Lift your hands up and say, oh Lord, for every bitterness, every revenge, every unforgiveness in me, please forgive me. Can we pray? Can you please? Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Oh Lord, 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 forgive me. For every revenge, every unforgiveness, every bitterness in me, every eye for eye, teeth for teeth. In me, arise, forgive me. Arise, forgive me. Arise, forgive me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Sometimes I wish I should not drive anymore. Because when I drive, it's the easiest place. I want to revenge. And revenge immediately. Has anybody had that feeling before? I've shared many of my revenge tactics when I'm driving in church. You do me, I do you immediately. Sometimes I'm coming to lead Bible study. Sometimes I'm coming to lead prayer. I'm already praying. I'm charged in the spirit. But somebody does something and I... Have I told the story of a deacon who somebody drove rough in his front? He didn't know that his pastor had bought a new car. And the pastor was trying to, you know, and then he rushed and overtook the man. And did, by the time he was, bless you, sir. Listen to me. Vengeance belongs to God. It is not part of your work. Are we here? Vengeance belongs. Nahum 1:2. Look at this. The Lord is jealous and avenging. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversary and keeps wrath for his enemies. You can't revenge appropriately. You can't revenge with the right justice. It's the Lord that knows the right thing for everything. Can we pray this together? Lift your right hand up. Say the Lord. Say, oh Lord, you are jealous and avenging. Oh Lord, you are avenging and wrathful. Oh Lord, arise, take vengeance on my adversary and keep wrath for my enemies. Oh Lord, arise, 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 take vengeance on my adversary and keep wrath for my enemies. Arise, you are avenging. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, oh Lord, take vengeance on my adversary. And keep wrath for my enemy. Take vengeance. And keep wrath for my enemy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So let God be the one that fights for you. Let God be the one that defends you. Let God be the one that vindicates you. Many of you here are on a mission for vindication. They have wronged me. I have to exonerate myself. I have to prove myself. Listen, there are a point you get to in life that you have nothing to prove to anybody. Your innocence or anything. It's a waste of time sometimes going about wanting to prove your innocence. Somebody that does not know you, that has made up his mind about you, no matter what you say, he will not change his mind. He will not. Some people will see the truth, black and white. They will still not accept it. Why? They hate you. Why do you want to prove yourself to somebody that hates you already? The more you prove yourself, the more he hates you. Leave God to vindicate you. I pray for everybody here that the office politics is working against you. Let the Lord arise and vindicate you. I can say, lift your right hand, say, in my office, oh Lord, arise concerning my work. Arise and vindicate me. Arise, 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 arise. Arise and vindicate me. 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 Arise, oh Lord, and vindicate me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We need to understand some things concerning vengeance. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. Look at it. Since indeed God considers it just to repay affliction with those who afflict you. He did not say it is just for you to repay affliction for them who afflict you. For you, he said, bless those who curse you. He said, don't say an eye for an eye, but love your enemy. But he said, for me, God, it is a just thing. It is a righteous thing to repay with affliction those who afflict you. So when you ask for vengeance from God, you are asking for a just thing. Are we in church? When you say, oh God, arise, avenge me. Remember, since indeed God considered it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you. Let me have it in New King James. New King James. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay tribulation those who trouble you. Lift your hands and let's pray together. Say, oh Lord, arise. You are not in church. Are you here in church? Can I hear your voice? Oh Lord, arise. Say, let me hear your voice. Say, oh Lord, arise. And let your affliction be upon them that afflict me. Internet affliction come upon them that afflict me. Oh Lord, arise. Let tribulation come upon them that trouble you. It is a just thing. It is a just thing. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Atalebo Korea, da 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 Korea. Maria, da 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 Korea. Akatala Bakaria. Etelebo Korea, da da da. Meketelelebo. Maria, da 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 da. Makatalebo Korea. Eriketelelebo. Antalebo Korea, da 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 da. Makarebo Korea, da 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 da. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. He said, it is a righteous thing for God to do. He said, it is a just thing for God to do. I'm not feeling you. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. It is a righteous thing for God to afflict them that are afflicting you. It is a righteous thing for God to trouble those that are troubling you. Because of this one, we pray. Let your troubles come to an end today. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, arise. Afflict those who afflict me. Arise, trouble those who trouble me. Oh Lord, arise. Afflict those who afflict me. Oh Lord, arise. Trouble those who trouble me. Arise, arise, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's pray it another way. Oh Lord, afflict what afflicts me. Trouble what troubles me. Can I hear your voice? Oh Lord, arise. Afflict what afflicts me. Trouble what troubles me. Eriana nanama ketelebo koria balaba. Ada ketelebo koria. Maria delelelelebo koria ba. Magata laba ketelebo koria dada. Oh Lord, arise. Trouble whatever troubles me. Afflict whatever afflicts me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Luke 18, 7 to 8. Let's read verse 7 to 8 again. Take them together. Put them together for me. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man shall come, will he find faith? The way you are praying is showing your faith level in the power of the God of vengeance to take vengeance. Will God not do it speedily? But the problem is, will there be men of faith that can ask God to do it? Are there men of faith in this house that can ask God for vengeance over situations in their life so that there might be changes? Are there men of faith that come to church and their lives are transformed? Or they come and live the same way they came? All the thing they take is feeling. I felt the presence of God and I cried. I fell under the anointing. After that, think of what happened after. If your faith only delivers feeling of presence, your faith is almost worthless. Your faith must bring transformation. Your faith must deliver result. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man shall come, will he find faith? The Son of Man has come in our midst. Can he find faith in your heart that you serve a God of vengeance? Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Garibo Kolia. Say, oh Lord, arise. I think I came here. Say, oh Lord, arise. Avenge me of my enemies. Avenge me of the adversary. 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 Oh Lord, arise. Avenge me. Avenge me. Avenge me. Avenge me. Avenge me of the adversary. Arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise. Avenge me of the adversary. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I didn't ask you to pray mentioning the name of anybody. When you pray this prayer mentioning the name of anybody, you are the closest person to a witch in the church. Most of your adversary, you don't know them. Some have made people that are good the adversary. And that's why they are losing battles. It is God that knows the adversary. And when we call him and say, avenge me of the adversary, he knows where to go to. That person you are thinking in your heart might not be your adversary, sir. Are we here? There are some things we see that they are horizontal enemies, they are vertical enemies. Horizontal enemies, people you relate with, they can never be your enemies. They are the ones that God says you love. They can hate you, they can do anything. But they are vertical enemies. Those are people with covenant to be devil. Those are evil spirits. Those are the ones that God avenges them speedily. Know the difference, sir. Are we here? Are we in church? You will not live here today without justice. He said, he will avenge speedily. He will avenge speedily. Lift your two hands up. Say, for every work of darkness, every activity of darkness, every operation of darkness, oh Lord, arise! Avenge me speedily. Avenge me speedily. Avenge me speedily. Every work of darkness, every act of darkness, every oppression of darkness, every activity of darkness, arise, oh Lord. Arise and avenge me speedily. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise and avenge me speedily. Arise, arise, arise. Arise. Arise and avenge me speedily. Atalebo Korea Talaba. Ebeketelebo Kuria Dada. Eteria Dada Dada Bae. Eberia Dada 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 Dada. Eketelebo Korea. Akatalaba Keria. Ebetelelelelelebo. Arise and avenge me speedily. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh Lord, arise. Go to my village. Go to my father's house. Go to my place of work. Arise and avenge me speedily. Can I hear you? Arise, go to my village, go to my father's house, go to my place of work. Arise, arise, arise and avenge me speedily, speedily. Arise, oh God, go to my village, go to my father's house, go to my place of work and arise. Arise and avenge me speedily in the name of Jesus. And arise and avenge me speedily in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen, our God is a God of mercy, He's a God of grace. He's a holy God. He's a good God. But also, He's a God of vengeance. I told when we're teaching about God of mercy, about mercy, that mercy to His children is vengeance to the enemy. If anybody wants to do anything against my daughters, I fight the person. I destroy the person. But I did that because I'm protecting my daughter. So mercy to God's children is vengeance to the enemy. Do you understand? So sometimes when somebody kicks your wife, kick your children, kill them, and do everything. And you sit down and you say, God say, make you not fight. That means you love the enemy more than your children. God understand that mercy and goodness to your own people might be calamity and tragedy to other people. Do we understand? So the God of mercy is still the God of vengeance. When he shows mercy to his children, that is vengeance in the camp of the enemy. And listen to me. If you look at the operation of the devil in the life of the children of God, if God does not avenge, God is not fair. What we hear weekly as pastors, what we keep in our hearts that we cannot share from what people have discussed from us, sometimes it has made many people to run away from ministry. If God does not avenge you speedily, God will be unfair. The enemy has come, he has stolen, he has destroyed, he is killing. If God is love, he will not watch the enemy continue doing that. What he is now saying is that you don't have the power to do it. Leave it to me. Just call me and ask me to do it for you. So, if you don't pray this prayer well, you are the one conniving with your own enemy for your own harm. Have you considered what the enemy is doing? Stealing, oppression, affliction, depression, humiliation, stagnation, disgrace, frustration. Did you see the life of people corrupted? Life of people disrupted? Life of people confused? Many people's life scattered? Many people manipulated? Many people delayed? Many people stagnated? Many people deprived of their rights? Many people impaired? Many tormented? Many arrested? Many destroyed? Many crushed? Many denied? Many subverted. If God does not fight for us, then God is unjust. And he is not an unjust God that he will forget us. And you know what annoys me most, again, is the enemy has done it and he tells you, appear to you in the dream and shows you what he's doing. Only covers his face and say, what can you do about it? You have a dream that something evil is going to happen. And you wake up and you pray every kind of prayer with fasting. And the thing still happens. And the enemy looks at you and brags and says, don't bother praying, you know. The thing where I want to do, I go do. Is God asleep? He's not. He's the God of vengeance. You have not called on him. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Say, oh God of vengeance. Let me hear your voice. Say, oh God of vengeance. Arise. Appear in my dream and destroy any strong man against the affairs of my life. Oh God of vengeance, arise, 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 arise. Appear in my dream and destroy. Oh God of vengeance, arise, 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 arise. Appear in my dream, destroy every power arisen against me. Arise! 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 Let the Lord arise with vengeance! 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 In the name of Jesus! In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The God you serve is fair. And that's why he brings vengeance to the situation. I went somewhere one day. As I was leaving, there was somebody that did not know I was around. So when I left, about getting to my car, he rushed and came to meet me by the car. And said, Pastor, wait, wait, wait. I want to share something with you. The person does not attend this church. But he was visiting with those people that I went to visit. And he heard I was a pastor of their church. And then he rushed, came and met me. And I said, Pastor, my wife is pregnant. He said, these last two pregnancies, whenever the pregnancy gets to 4 or 5 months, my wife has a dream, a particular dream, and he loses the pregnancy. and my wife has lost the pregnancy twice in the past. And 3 days ago or yesterday, my wife had the same dream. So when I heard you are a pastor, I followed you and said, see, I pray for you. Anything that keeps repeating itself, that you have no power over, let the Lord arise with vengeance. 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 I'm not sharing stories. See, that child was born. The child should be around 5 years old now. That child was born. I pray for you. Anyone pursuing your dreams, let them fall down and perish. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Oh, say, oh Lord, arise with your vengeance. Visit my dream life. Destroy every strong man attacking me there. Arise, 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 arise. Every strong man attacking me in the dream. Arise, destroy, arise, destroy, arise, destroy. Oh Lord, avenge me of every enemy in the dream. Arise and avenge me of any enemy in the dream. Oh Lord, arise. Avenge me of every enemy in the dream. Arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. Unless until God avenges us, the struggle and the trouble continues. See, as a pastor, I'm getting tired of praying about the same thing all the time. Praying the same thing, same time, all the time. You pray, something happens, a little bit changes, and then they come again. I'm tired. Let the Lord of vengeance. Any enemy confusing your solution, let the Lord arise and destroy them. Let the Lord arise and avenge you. 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 They make you look stupid. Find girl, no boyfriend. Find girl, no husband. Better certificate, no work. Then they use you as an example. And say, no be certificate matter. Oh. No be skill matter. Oh. Say, I get somebody, if you see and sow, in the soul well, oh, but he has something to show for it. Are you angry? Lift your two hands up. Say, oh God of vengeance, visit my life. Avenge me of the adversary, of the enemy. Oh God of vengeance, can I hear your prayer? Oh God of vengeance, arise. Visit my life. Visit my destiny. Avenge me. Avenge me. Avenge me. Avenge me. Arise and 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 avenge me. Oh God, arise! Arise and avenge me. Ebere de de de, makaria dada, meri de 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 mo, makaria dada, ebere de de de, meri akada dada, makaria dada dada, meri de 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 mo, maria kada dada, makaria dada, ete de 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 mo, maria kada dada. Arise and avenge. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. If the God of vengeance does not arise and visit our adversaries, the devil will not give up. If the God of vengeance does not arise, people will continue asking, where is your God? Now, so Bible in the carry, you know, they make us rest. Just they shout, pray at midnight. He has nothing to show for it. Listen. When there is no vengeance, there is paradox of life. You know the paradox of life. He stays by the beautiful gate, but his life is ugly. Paradox of life. He has the best certificate. He has no job. Paradox of life. She is Miss Nigeria. Nobody is coming to her. Paradox of life. His father is rich, but now his father is dead. Everything his father left has disappeared. Paradox of life. You are supposed to be great, but you are low. Paradox of life. That is why there must be vengeance. That is why there must be vengeance. Many have worked hard. They have sought hard. But they have never reaped anything in life. Life, that is not fair. We say life is not fair when God of vengeance has not arisen. When he rises, life becomes fair. Are we ready? Lift your two hands up again. Can I have Psalm 7:11? Psalm 7:11. King James. Whatever has been denied you, let the God of vengeance arise and avenge you. Look at this. God judges the righteous. And read the letter, but let me hear you. And God with the wicked. And God is, I can't hear you. And God is, jump to verse 13. 13, if I'm right. Verse 9, go to verse 9. Oh my God. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the heart and the rim, and the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. Give me verse 13 again. Where I jump. Give me verse 13 again. Give me verse 13 again. He had also prepared for him the instrument of death. He ordained his arrows against your persecutors. Hello, are we here? Lift your two hands up. Everybody stand up in church. Upstanding, everybody, upstanding. Say, lift your two hands up. Say, oh God of vengeance, visit the camp of the wicked. Put an end to every wickedness against me. Oh God of vengeance, arise with vengeance against the wicked. Every day. Oh Lebokoria Dala. Ebekete Lebokoria. Asta Lebokoria Dada. Ebekete Lebokoria. Anda Lebokoria Dada. Mekete Lebokoria. Arete de 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 de. Oh God of vengeance. Arise. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Oh God of vengeance. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you angry enough to pray my next prayer? Oh God of vengeance, 7 days and the wicked shall be no more. Oh God of vengeance, 7 days and the wickedness shall expire. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Lift your right hand up. Say, oh God of vengeance, arise. 7 days, let the wicked be no more. Oh God of vengeance, arise. 7 days, let the wickedness be over. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Etele bokoriada. Ebeketele bokoriada. I can hear you. Let me hear your voice. 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 Oh, God of vengeance. 7 days. Let the wicked be no more. 7 days. Let wickedness come to an end. Ebedededede. Rabakaria dada. Ebeketele bokoria. Aria de mo, makata lava, ebekeri de, makaria da, ebekeri de, maria da, ebekeria, Maria Kadada Deba. Samudes. The winter is abominable. Samudes. Wickedness I expire. 7 days. Oh God, arise. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Isaiah, let's take 2 more prayers. Isaiah 66, 5 to 6. Isaiah 56. Hear the word of the Lord. Ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, they have said, let God be glorified. But he shall appear to you, to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Look at verse 6. He said, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from the Lord, that rendereth recompense for his enemy. What he's saying is that there's a sound and a voice from the temple. When the Lord hears that voice, he comes with vengeance. Give me ESV, ESV, ESV. So you are going to pray at the top of your voice. It will be a sound of vengeance. Verse 6. The sound of an uproar from the city, a sound from the temple, the sound of the Lord rendering recompense. Recompense is what? It's vengeance. Rendering vengeance to his enemy. You remember we said when you give voice to the word of God, you are activating angelic help for you. Hello, are we here? Say with me. Say with me. A sound of uproar. I can say a sound of uproar from the city. A sound from the temple. The sound of the Lord rendering vengeance in the camp of my enemy. Hey, vengeance, vengeance, vengeance. A sound from the temple. A sound from the temple. A sound from this sanctuary. A cry from this sanctuary. A voice from this sanctuary. A noise from this sanctuary. A cry, a cry, a cry. Let there be vengeance. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Everybody, stretch your 2 hands here. Every enemy that have entered your family and planted discord, planted disunity, let the God of vengeance visit them suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Every enemy that have turned children against parents, turned parents against children, turned children against one another, let the God of vengeance arise and visit them with his anger. In the name of Jesus. Anything that has brought you shame and pain, let the God of vengeance arise and help you today. Can I hear amen in the house? Can I hear amen in the house? Can I hear amen in the house? Exodus 23:22. Oh God of vengeance. But if you carefully obey his voice and do what I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary. Simple prayer. Oh God of vengeance, arise, be an enemy to my enemies, be an adversary. Lift your 2 hands up. Can I hear you say, oh God of vengeance? I can hear you. Say it, let me hear you. Say it, let me hear you. Arise, be an enemy to my enemies. Arise, be an adversary to my adversaries. In the name of Jesus, can I hear you pray? Arise, 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 arise. Arise! Be an enemy to my enemy! Be an adversary to my adversary! In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Psalm 94, verse 1. We are going to take it either 3 times. Or 7 times, and I leave here. It was meant to be my last first prayer point. But the Lord has made it the last one. Look at this. Oh God, God of vengeance. Oh God of vengeance. Shine forth. New King James. Shine forth. That means wherever his light gets, let there be justice for you. Oh Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs. Oh God, to whom vengeance, you say not be my own, my own. Shine forth. In my family, shine forth. In my dream, shine forth. Concerning fruitfulness, shine forth. Concerning my marriage, are you ready? Are you ready? Remember, it's the sound of uproar, noise in the temple that makes recompense. Let the angels hear your voice. Can we reach out? Say, oh God. Say, oh Lord God. To whom vengeance belong. Oh God. To whom vengeance belong. Shine forth. Concerning my wedding. Shine forth. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hello. You are too quiet, man. You are too quiet. 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 The winning side is the shouting side. You are too quiet. Can we go again? Say, oh, Lord God, to whom vengeance belong. Oh, God, to whom vengeance belong. Shine forth in my business, in my academy, in my family. Shine forth. Shine forth. Shine forth. Shine forth. Shine forth. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Shine forth. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Take this next one very slow. I'm still going to read. Shine forth. Visit my village. Visit my father's house. Shine forth. Avenge me. Visit. Avenge me. Visit. And avenge me. Are you ready? Say, oh, Lord God. Your voice is weak. Can I hear you again? Let me hear your voice. To whom vengeance belongs. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongs. Shine forth. Visit my village. Visit my father's house. Visit my place of work. Shine forth. Atatala bakaria katala. Ebeketele bokoria. Eria katala bakaria. Ebeketele bokoria. Atatata lava. Ebeketele bokoria. Eria katala bakata. Ebeketele bokoria katata. Eberia katata. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch forth your two hands here. Let there be crying. Let there be weeping. Let there be sorrowing in the camp of your adversary. Let there be a deliverance for you. In the name of Jesus, let there be a restoration for you. Let there be a recovery for you. Let there be celebration for you. In the name of Jesus, anything they are fighting you over, let the Lord arise and deliver them to your hands. In the name of Jesus, you shall no longer weep, no longer sorrow. Let that be the portion of your enemies. In the name of Jesus, there shall be a testimony for you. Lord, we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch forth your hands. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the God of vengeance arise and avenge you of your enemies. May the God of vengeance arise and give you justice. May the God of vengeance visit your family house. visit your father's house, visit your village, and avenge you and give you justice. May the God of vengeance visit your body and bring healing and deliverance to it. May the God of vengeance arise and be gracious unto you, be merciful unto you, lift his countenance upon you, and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.